The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back, everybody, to the First Team NFL Draft and College Football Podcast. We are inching closer and closer to the 2024 NFL Draft kicking off at the end of April. We were just on site in Indianapolis for the 2024 NFL Scouting Combine, breaking everything down for you all. And I'm joined by a player that was just in Indianapolis as well. Has been very busy all the draft process so far. Got Mr. Ladarius Henderson, who is starting offensive lineman out of the University of Michigan. Obviously a 2024 NFL Draft prospect. Also spent a few years with the Arizona State Sun Devils before transferring over to Michigan for his final year and national championship year. So Ladarius, joining the show, man. Really appreciate you taking some time, brother. I know you're back down in Florida doing the training thing right now. So how's everything been going, man, post-combine?
Oh, it's been great. When you have a pro day at Michigan, it's kind of like you get Combine 2.0. So It's just been awesome preparing for that. And it's kind of like one of the last steps before the actual draft. So it's just something I'm optimistic about.
Yeah, man. And I definitely want to get into a little bit of your journey, but you already mentioned a little bit, you know, you guys are, for people that don't know, that don't follow the draft too closely, Michigan just set a record for most players at the combine in history. You had 18 total players there. You already mentioned it. When you get back up there for the pro day, it's going to basically be that combine all over again with how many guys that you guys have in this draft. Well, Ladarius, I guess first and foremost, man, just what's it like being a part of this group that you have? Because obviously you were a guy that took advantage of the transfer portal, but you were a part of a historical senior class in 2024 NFL draft class for the University of Michigan. What's it like just to be a part of that group?
Man, it's surreal. I mean, it's obviously super cool because I have a ton of things I can tell my kids someday when I have kids, and they'll think I was way cooler than I actually am. But it's just awesome to, like, you know, be a part of history making. Like, this is legit making history in every facet, and it's amazing just to win a national championship, break this record, and hopefully we can break the draft record with the amount of guys we, you know, hope to get drafted. But it's just, honestly, man, it's amazing.
Yeah, and we're going to get into every part of that year at Michigan, man, because I know it was a really special one for you. But I did want to ask you a little bit about just kind of, obviously, your first stop at Arizona State, because you obviously were a substantial player for them. I believe, if I remember correctly, just looking at your bio, I think you had like 19 starts at guard at Arizona State, 10 starts at tackle. So you played a ton of football with Arizona State. Yeah. Can you just talk to me about, I guess, a little bit of the highlights of your Arizona State career and ultimately leading up to this final season?
Yeah, so I mean, I started as a true freshman at Arizona State, and I was like 17 for that entire season. So that was kind of like a big deal for the media at the time, like 17-year-old starting left tackle. So I mean, so it was kind of like trial by fire. So I can't say I went in there and dominated every game because I didn't, but I was learning, and I kind of credit my early experience to my later success at the position because I got to get those game reps where a lot of 17-year-olds probably have to start on scout team or whatever, which is nothing wrong with scout team, but, you know. And so I love that part of being at Arizona State and getting to be a captain there and learning how to lead a team and then getting to play left guard there and a little bit of right guard, just learning how to be position flexible, which is something I would have never done if I didn't get to play guard. And kind of just – Your initial friends are there. You kind of go from a boy to a man in college, and so I just have a lot of great memories from being down in Tempe, Arizona. But it's awesome. Like I loved it.
Well, and you bring a really interesting profile because you just mentioned something that I think is really important. You've played several different positions on the offensive line. For people that just kind of talk about thresholds for offensive tackles, you also are well over 34-inch arms. So like you kind of have that offensive tackle build, but then you also have that experience inside a guard as well. How much do you feel like just your, I guess, alignment versatility as far as being able to play inside and out a little bit? How much does that help you just kind of moving to that next step on the next level?
Well, I think it helps me a ton, which is part of the reason why I wanted to come to Michigan and show that, because I knew Coach Moore wanted me to play left tackle. And I played it as a freshman, but nobody really cares what you did as a freshman. So it's like, if I do it now, they'll know for sure that I am as position flexible as I know that I am, you know. So it means a ton just to be able to even switch those positions in game and understand the technique needed to play those different positions because they're very different. So I think it's awesome, and I think it'll help me a ton.
Well, and you mentioned obviously the relationship with Coach Moore and being able to go to Michigan and start at left tackle for a national championship team. When you were, I guess, Ladarius, because I know the portal is a great opportunity for players now because you get to just kind of weigh your options and see what the best case scenario is for your future and just kind of weigh everything that's involved in there. When you went into the portal and maybe when you first had just kind of heard from Michigan, just I guess why was the Wolverines ultimately a spot? You mentioned playing left tackle, but Coach Moore obviously has been one of the best offensive line developers in the country. Just kind of take me through your decision to end at Michigan.
Well, after the season before I got to Michigan, I was at a crossroads. Do I declare for the draft or do I go back to college? And in my mind, it was either going to be declare for the draft or go to Michigan. There was no other option. I wasn't going to be entertain the amount of NIL dollars I could have got somewhere else because there were numbers, great numbers. But I was like, I got 1 year to boost my draft stock as much as I can. 1 year to do what I want to do and close the book on this college career. So I want to go play with the best offensive line. And they had just come off of winning 2 Joe Moore Awards. So I want to play with the best offensive line coach. And I want to be on a national stage. Because, you know, in the Pac-12, you feel like nobody's watching at 9 p.m. West Coast time. So, and I mean, you play games like the game versus Ohio State, and the whole world is watching. Like, that was a new feeling for me, and I love that. So that played into the factor of why I went there.
And I know Michigan's obviously going through a little bit of a transition now with Coach Harbaugh going over to the LA Chargers, but Coach Moore, who I know that you've probably developed a great relationship, obviously in your year with Michigan, he's taking over as the head coach. Can you just give us a little glimpse for maybe people that don't know too much about Sherron Moore and what he can bring to the table? Like, how excited are you for him having this opportunity to now be the lead man at Michigan?
I am so excited because a lot of people see the fire. They see the passion. They love that about him. They see the production that his offensive lines get. They see that we win games. So they're like, oh, he must be a great coach, which he is. However, this guy is a mad scientist when it comes to play calling and just knowing what to do. Like, his football mind is Albert Einstein level. And I think a lot of people are going to see that. I mean, they probably already have seen that, but I'm just so excited for him because I don't know if there's too many humans on earth that have a greater football mind than he does. So,
Well, and I want to ask you, because I know you already mentioned a little bit, you know, being able to, you know, be blessed to be able to win a national championship and be a part of that great historical year you guys just had at Michigan. But just kind of looking at it, I guess, a little bit deeper, man. I mean, again, you were a player that was deciding between NFL draft or Michigan. There was no other in between. Mm-hmm. You decide to go to Michigan and you help to lead them to, because they've been close the last couple of years, obviously. I mean, they've just been in the playoffs against the team that was the runner up in the national championship game last year. But to be a part of a team that just went 15-0, national championship, brought the school's first national championship in a couple decades here, like, just, I guess, in the surrealness of that moment, man, what was that like?
Man, I mean, it still doesn't feel real. And like every time that I think about, man, I'm a national champion, like it doesn't die out. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, it's like, oh my God, every single time. And it's something that we always talked about, even when they were recruiting me and ever since I got there all year long. It's like, we can win a national championship. We can win the national championship. And it's like, when we finally did it, it's like, man, we did do what we said we were going to do this entire time. And it's still blowing my mind. As we speak, it's blowing my mind right now.
And it should, man. You guys just accomplished something that not many people not many people picked you to do before the season. Yeah. And a lot of people counted you guys out during the year for various reasons. And you guys shut up all the doubters, to say the least there. Well, and I wanted to ask, because we mentioned the 18 players that went to the combine. But the most outrageous number, I think, a part of that 18 was that there were 6 offensive linemen from Michigan at the combine. Just absolutely incredible. I know Drake Nugent was another guy that transferred over from Stanford, so he was a guy that wasn't there. But outside of that, I mean, Zach Zinner and the rest of those guys are already there. Mm-hmm. What's it like to just be a part of that unit? Because, you know, I mean, we'll talk about J.J. McCarthy, I'm sure, at some point, and Blake Corum and all the other great offensive players that are on this team. But when you think about the University of Michigan the last few years and what the stay power is and what they've been built off of, it has been the trenches. You mentioned the back-to-back Joe Moore Award winner. So just being a part of that Michigan offensive line and seeing all your guys down there in Indianapolis as well again.
Man, it's awesome. I mean, when you get all the beef in one area, like, you know, it's going to be a great time. But it's just really cool to get, because it's such a unique position. Like, it's very hard. And you have to be really skillful, and I feel like we had pretty athletic guys too, so it helped. But just, you have to work together as a unit. There's so many things that have to go right together for one thing to work. If one guy out of the 5 is jacked up, then it doesn't matter how good any of us do. So it's just, we have so many guys that care about their job and getting it done. Man, I mean, I just feel like the unit is always going to be special, and there's going to be a special connection there when guys can do that.
So you had the chance to play against some great defensive lines this year, right? Ohio State and obviously Alabama and a lot of great ones. But I would contend that the best unit that you guys played probably every single week was the team that you saw in practice every day. I mean,
for people that are
looking forward to 2025, like, I'm already juiced up about Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant. Like, obviously you guys had Braden McGregor and Jalen Harrell and Josiah Stewart, I think, went back to school, right? The Coastal Carolina transfer from last year. So can you talk to me about just, I guess, the, you know, because I know you guys are playing against the 2s as the starting offensive line, against the scout team, like that type of stuff. But when you get the chance to play against those types of guys, just how beneficial is it for you to be the best version of yourself when you had to play against that type of level of talent?
Bruh, you have to bring it, or it's going to go bad for you. Like, going to go bad. There is no way around it. Like, I remember, I'll just tell you a story. When I first got to Michigan, and I'm in fall camp. So I'm going from where I was to now I'm in Michigan fall camp. And I don't know these guys just yet or just how great they are. I know that they're really good. I didn't know yet that they were the best in the country. So I'm in practice, and I take a rep at guard. And Mason Graham, it's like 3rd and long. He knows his pass. Hits me with the quickest spin move. And I don't even think I've been hit with a spin move at guard prior to this ever. And I'm just like, bruh, what is going on right now? I have to have an intervention with myself. Like, do I need to get some extra work, because this is different. Like, these guys, you have to bring it every day or it's going to go.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bad for you.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw that. I mean, it was hilarious watching you guys against Washington, because I'm watching Roger Rosengarten at right tackle, who's a good player, by the way. Like, he's gonna go top 100 most likely in this draft, and like a couple of your guys made him look silly on a couple reps, you know. Like, it's that type of just talent from it's the depth too. Like, I think that's been kind of the biggest difference between like what Georgia was able to do for a couple years ago and then some of the other teams that were probably a tier down, was just I mean, it wasn't just that they had Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. It was like they would bring those guys out and here comes Devontae Wyatt and Warren Brinson and Nazir Stackhouse. Like, they just had depth on depth on depth. So not only that, you guys also got to see Junior Colson in practice, Michael Barrett, like just so many great players. Before I go deeper into a little bit of obviously your draft process here, Ladarius, I wanted to ask you just about, everyone's talking obviously heavily about JJ McCarthy potentially being a top 10 pick, your quarterback that you got to protect for a year. Just in your perspective, what makes him special? Like, what makes him stand out as a player that you've been around?
Well, if I have to stand on the table for JJ McCarthy, this is what I'll say. There's a lot of things I'll say, but this is what I will say. When you get to the NFL, all of our offensive linemen, you got some dudes that are 6'8", 340, but for the most part, all of us are the same size. All these quarterbacks can, some throw better than others, but all of them can throw. What makes people different, I feel like, at the next level is their mentality and how they attack each day and your mental preparation. And I feel like JJ's will be second to none with the rookies coming in, and just, you know, he has arm talent. He's way more athletic than people give him credit for. You saw that with his three cone. He super cares. Like, he knows how to win. He throws a great ball, and his mental is off the charts. So I just think when a guy is that dialed in with who he wants to be as a player mentally, it's going to be hard for him not to succeed.
Yeah, and that three cone you're talking about was 6'8", 2, I think, like some crazy number.
And he's ran faster than that before. We've seen a faster number than that.
That's insane. I got a little bit of a heads up that he might be running somewhere in the 4.5s if he runs a pro day as well. So we're gonna be in tune for some pretty good numbers from JJ McCarthy, to say the least. And I wanted to ask you about your process now, because it started, you know, after the season, you're just fresh off of national championship. You go down to Mobile, Alabama to test your talent against some of the best and premier players in the 2024 NFL draft, the top seniors. And also, it's open to juniors now, too. So you're testing against everybody, right? So what was the experience like down in Mobile, and how do you feel like you handled yourself that week?
Oh, it was a ton of fun. Once you're with the top of the top and you're doing well and you're, you know, playing well with these guys, it just boosts your confidence even more. And I got a chance to play a full day of tackle there, a full day of guard there, just show that position flexibility again. It was fun, man. Just a lot of these guys are cool people, man. Just to meet them and, you know, hear their stories and their backgrounds and then ultimately practice with them, you make some more lifelong friends along the way. So I had a great time. I thought it was awesome.
And then you go up to Indianapolis, where there's over 300 of the top players in the 2024 NFL draft that are being a part of. It's not just the on-the-field stuff that we see televised on TV. I was there, so I got the media availability with a lot of you guys. Get to hear about the medicals, how that all comes down. Obviously, you're meeting with teams, you know, at night, and when you guys have opportunities to do so. And there's a lot of things that are involved in the combine process. What was that like, man? Because I've talked to a lot. I remember my favorite interview I ever did was, I have a pretty good relationship with J.C. Horn, that's with the Carolina Panthers, and he was telling me about his process, where it's like, he was up at 4 a.m. one day doing medical stuff, and he didn't get back into his room until like 1 a.m. Like, what was your process like for those few days down in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I mean, the time schedule is nuts. Like, the day before you do all the drills and stuff, we have informal interviews from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then you got to go to get your room, eat real quick, shower, and go to sleep, and get up early because you got field workout the next day. So the time schedule is hard. Like, it definitely is. And there's also some moments where you're like, man, this is awesome because this is a dream. Like, you've always wanted to be at the combine. Even we have a little quick interview. Even in my mind, I'm like, man, I'm getting to do this interview. Like, this is awesome. So yeah, just being down there and even reconnecting with some of my old teammates, like Jaden Daniels and Ricky Pearsall and Johnny Wilson are all there. And so it was just awesome. I was with my new teammates, saw my old teammates, and just living the dream, man. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. What was it like, Ladarius, as far as being able to, you mentioned, you know, just doing it, right? Like being able to talk to those teams and everything. But what was kind of just some of the feedback you got? And were there any, maybe a couple teams that really stood out to you as far as like just having great conversations with them in Indy?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When I'm doing these interviews, I kind of try to read how I'm doing. I feel like I always do pretty well in these, but at the Senior Bowl.
I don't want to cut you off, but I just want to let you know, man, you are a great interview, by the way. I just want to let you know that before you continue. Yeah.
Thank you so much. At the Senior Bowl, you're meeting with more scouts or whatnot. So you kind of, in a way, you get more like facial expression feedback, you know what I mean? Or more, but in Indy, you're talking to more like O-line coaches and whatnot. Right. So like, it's more like, yep, draw this up. Okay. Yeah.
They're grilling you, right?
So it's more grilling at the combine, which I never really got grilled or anything, but it was definitely harder to read in Indy, but I know for a fact that any whiteboard stuff or like drawing something up, I definitely knocked it out the park.
So the rest of the process, obviously, you already mentioned, I think you said it on air, but you told me beforehand, March 22nd, you're getting back up to Michigan for the pro day. Outside of that, I know we're also in the top 30 visits season right now. Yeah. Are there any teams that you plan on meeting with or that are, I guess, verified or cemented at this point?
I told my agent, let's talk about the and schedule 30 visits after the pro day, because right now we're just like laser focused on getting to this next week and a half. And then after that, we're going to have some lined up for sure.
Love it. I love it. So that March 22nd pro day, then, I mean, obviously you did a lot of the testing already out in Indianapolis. Well, I want to ask more about the experience to be able to get back up, because I know you said that you're going to get back a couple days beforehand and just get back around the program and everything. Yeah. So how excited are you in this process where you're down in Florida training, you're in Indianapolis, you're in Mobile, Alabama, you get to get back up to Michigan? What's just that going to be like, that experience?
Honestly, it's going to be pretty cool because I hadn't been up there since we won, you know, so it's going to be pretty cool just to see my guys, see Coach Tress, Alex Orgy, like the guys in the locker room, Gio, Miles, like, you know, it's guys I want to see. So it's going to be pretty fun just to be back around the program, see Coach Moore. I'm looking forward to it.
And my last question for you, Ladarius, and I really appreciate your time so much, is I know that we are coming up now, you know, only several weeks away from, I'm sure, a childhood dream for you to be able to call yourself a professional football player. So just kind of my last question is just kind of, I guess, kind of taking a step back for a second and just kind of appreciating that for a second. Like, I guess two-parter is, first, how long has that been a dream for you? Mm-hmm. And two, just when that moment does happen, you get that call and you're drafted officially to whatever prospective team ends up taking a chance on you. What kind of blessing is that moment going to be like for you and your family?
I started playing football in 11th grade, and ever since I started playing football, it was my dream to play at this level and to succeed at this level. Like, my dream, I never grew up really watching college football, so my mind has always been laser focused on, you know, succeeding in the NFL. So it's been a dream for me, and when it happens, it's definitely going to be emotional for us. And man, I just honestly can't even imagine, like, even though I'm looking it in the face and it's seeming like it's definitely going to happen, it's still like, man, I still can't believe this is happening. Like, to a point where it's like, is this really going to happen? Because
it's wild, man.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of one of those feelings where it's like, is this really happening? Is this really my reality? Even though I'm staring it in the face, you know?
Do you know what your plans for draft day? Are you guys just going to have like a big party at home? Like, what's those plans like?
So I'm going back to Dallas, Texas and doing it there so my grandparents can be there. You know, nice. I don't want to have them trying to travel and get on flights and whatnot. So we're going back home for that, having a get together.
That's awesome, man. Well, Ladarius Henderson, again, starting offensive lineman at the University of Michigan, 2024 NFL draft prospect. Spent some great years, obviously, at Arizona State as well out there. Ladarius, I appreciate you so much, man. I know this is a very hectic time for you, you know, starting to talk to teams, finishing up training, getting ready for pro day and everything. Just want to thank you so much, man, and wishing you the best of luck throughout the rest of the process.
Thank you so much.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.